as we consider those who will graduate from Maynooth and college and seminary this year, we take a look at Kendra Rodabaugh. This article was presented in question and answer format. Where were you born? Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Where did you grow up? Eau Claire. Are you married, unmarried? Tell us about your family. My husband Nathan and I have been married since August 2021. We enjoy living in the same area as both of our parents and my younger sisters. We also like taking trips to visit family in other parts of the country when possible. What hobbies, sports, or extracurriculars interest you? I value getting together with family and friends, and I also enjoy going for long walks and kayaking with my husband. Quality time with loved ones is time well spent. Tell us one thing about yourself that most people don't know. I'm always up for a project, whether it be home improvement projects, crafting, or woodworking. What academic sports especially interest you? I love art and seeing how everyone's creativity comes through in different ways. I also enjoy life science and learning more about the amazing complexity of God's creation. How did you first come to consider the public teaching or preaching ministry as a career? I've always loved working with kids, and in my senior year of high school, it just clicked that teaching was what I wanted to do. After working with children at camps, VBS, and Sunday school, I had a pretty good understanding of how I could apply the skills that God gave me to serve in His kingdom. What have you appreciated most about your time at ILC? I really appreciated the community and the care. Students and the faculty have so much Christian love for each other, and the closeness of the community allows for lifetime friendships and connections to form. God has truly blessed me through my years at ILC. What qualities do you think you will most be needed by future leaders of the church? More than anything, our leaders will need Christ's love shining through them to the people. It is so easy to let our hopes sag when we consider the state of the world today. Instead, we need to remember the joy we have in Christ and abide steadfast in His word as we share that with others and bring up the next generation of His church.